Hi, you're listening to YYC Sociables, Calgary's social experiences podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Sociables, and my job is to make sure you have something fun to look forward to every week. In between these weekly episodes, get your fix by following me on Instagram at sarah.sociables. Okay, so before we get into the episode, let's be sure to thank our sponsor, Flatlander Cider. So I told you guys about Flatlander Cider last week, but at that time I hadn't tried it yet, so I was just telling you how excited I was to try it. And thank goodness it is really good. So I am like that much more pumped to tell you guys about these flavors. The pineapple one was the first one I tried. I was most excited about it and it definitely delivered. It was delicious. And I also really liked their rosé one. Definitely amazing. The crisp apple one was an original flavor that was also really good. And I tried their blackberry one or blackcurrant berry. I don't know. It's some sort of berry flavor. That one was like not my favorite, I think because I'm not really a berry person. And I didn't try the winter blend one yet. And that one's got like cinnamon spices in it and whatnot. So overall, they're all really good and I highly recommend them. So definitely look for Flatlander Cider at a liquor store near you. Okay, so let's get into the episode. Obviously, what I'm going to talk about is the big news in town, or I guess in the province, that industry is now shut down. I don't know what to call this because we were already in lockdown. So is this a circuit breaker, or is this extra super duper lockdown, extreme lockdown? Are we just in jail at this point? I don't know. It's really depressing though. I've been talking to different like entrepreneurs this week and restaurant owners, and it's just like such a tough scene right now. Super depressing. Having restaurants only had patios to go off of. So a lot of them were building patios just so they could have some income whatsoever. And then to have those patios taken away from them, like that's just so crushing. I think you guys saw my post about Two Rivers Distillery. They had invested in like making an amazing patio. They said they like cashed in some RSPs just to get the money because, you know, wood is so expensive right now. So they built this nice big patio outside in the sun, excited to have people come down and check it out. And the very day that they were opening the patio was the day the announcement was made that patios were going to be shut down. And then obviously the weather was crap all week too. So I don't know if Two Rivers made any money off their patio this week. Oh, it's just, it sucks so bad. So I don't know. Hopefully this, like, I understand why we're doing it, but hopefully the lockdown doesn't last that long. Like, hopefully it is only the 3 weeks that Kenny was talking about. It doesn't get extended. Hopefully those COVID numbers go way down, because I don't know how businesses are going to last through this. This is really tough and really disheartening for everyone. So that's how I'm starting this episode with terrible news, but also it's kind of sets the stage for myself in terms of, this is also very relevant in terms of like what I do, because I report back fun events and restaurant news to you guys and brewery stuff, and all those things are now shut down. So it's kind of like, where does that leave me? Like, I was already really grasping at straws to come up with fun event news for you guys, and now there's even less than before, which is not what you want to hear. But so I think I might, I don't know, should I skip some episodes or do that, like hold off on the podcast for a little bit? Like, I really don't want to do that because I do like talking to you guys every week and I feel like there is at least 5 minutes of material to talk about. Like, that's basically what I'm doing this week. And I just like, you know, staying in touch with people and it feels like I have someone to talk to. So I hope you feel that way too. I'm going to try to keep trucking on and do kind of other material, especially for like the YYC Sociables Instagram page. We have some fun things planned there where we're going to talk about, we're going to pivot, right? Because you have to. So we might talk about like road trips you can do, or maybe do some recipes, picnic locations. I was going to do like a fun post about haunted places in Calgary that maybe you haven't heard of. Just really thinking outside of the box of restaurant and event news. Hopefully that can kind of get us through this 3 week period, because I don't know what we're going to do after that. Maybe we'll become a recipe page. Like, it's changing everything. But we're trying. Thanks for hanging in there with us while we do the best that we can. We'll really appreciate that. In terms of actual event news for this episode, I only have two things that I wanted to basically remind you of because I already told you about them last week, but they are still on, so that is kind of important. Actually, I think I'll probably add a third thing to this list. The first one is Cobb's Adventure Park. So that is still open, that is still legal, they're still doing their adults night, and there's still tickets available. Remember I was telling you they were doing the Halloween one that sold out, they have an adults only 80s night, and they have a wing festival one and a beer festival one. Those ones are a little bit later, like that's July 3rd and August 7th, so maybe not as relevant. But at the same time, you should buy your tickets now because these are going to sell out. Like I would bet money that they'll sell out. The Cobb's Adventure Park still happening. That is something that you can do. You can go visit. That's something fun. The other thing that is still happening is the Grey Eagle Drive-In series. So they actually started those movies last week. Apparently it didn't go very well. I was checking out their website and they were apologizing because their first movie that they showed, there was like a series of technical difficulties that went wrong with their screens and everything. But they promised they would work out all the bugs and have it up and running. And I'm sure that they will because they were doing it last year. So obviously they can do it this year. They're capable of doing it this year again. But apparently I was off to a rocky start, which is kind of funny. But those movies are going ahead and they have like a whole bunch of different variety. If you want to see kids movies, you want to see adult movies, and they're planning on doing live shows, which I believe are still on as well. Because I think you can still do like comedy and dueling pianos and whatever else they're planning up from like the stage and you're in your car. I believe that is still safe and okay. And the prices for this are pretty reasonable. It's $40 for your whole vehicle. Check out the Grey Eagle website to find a list of all the different things that they have going on in their drive-in. And the third thing that I wanted to mention that I just remembered is that Van Gogh art exhibit thing. I think that's starting the very beginning of June, or is it end of May? It's coming up within weeks anyway. So if you wanted to get tickets for that, that is still on. That's the one where you wander around this interesting visual experience, I don't know, audio visual experience, and you look at the walls that have cool different renderings of Van Gogh art, which is cool, but it was kind of expensive. It's like 50 some bucks for a ticket. But I mean, if it's the only thing that you can do these days, maybe those tickets are going to sell like hotcakes because it's something people can get out of the house and do. I guess we'll see where we're at in terms of like 3 weeks if we're still locked down and desperate for events. I know that the event industry doesn't have anything coming up in the calendar whatsoever. So there isn't even anything I can really tell you that's coming up in June or July because the calendars are just empty. I think people are playing it safe and they're not like selling tickets ahead of time or anything like that. So that's all I have for event, restaurant, brewery news. I guess I can throw in a little bit of restaurant news. I did do a post yesterday about restaurant trends. And I talked about some of them on the podcast, but I wanted to do a whole post dedicated to it just because I thought it was really interesting and it's neat to know where the industry is headed. Off the top of my head, those were the ghost kitchens, the pop-ups, the subscriptions, the cocktail kits, seeing lots of those, and just like diversifying options, so like offering virtual events and things like that. But the one that was the most interesting, and then people sent me a few DMs about, was like restaurant subscriptions and what that looks like and if it's even a good idea or not. So it makes sense for places like if you sell coffee, then like your coffee shop, I mean, then you could sell bags of coffee beans and people could sign up to get those monthly. There's one in Calgary I learned about that's like a pasta club, which sounded really cool. So you can get fresh handmade noodles delivered to you on a regular basis. I think it was like weekly or something. They were giving out a lot of noodles. So there's a couple of those around town, but not a lot. I was also interested in finding out if any restaurants were doing like a regular meal that they could send you and what like a subscription or membership would look like. It's kind of pointless because it's like, oh, well, you could just order skip the dishes or something whenever you want a meal. But like, what if a restaurant is your favorite and you want a special chef created meal monthly that you look forward to it on the last Friday of the month or something, so you're kind of excited about it, you know that's your takeout night that's dedicated rather than like a last minute takeout, And, you know, it's like a special meal because you're part of this club and maybe you could get it at some sort of discounted rate. I don't know about discounted, but like a reasonable rate because you are paying a membership. So you have these subscription fees. The restaurant can count on that income coming in. So I think there's a lot of advantages to trying out that subscription thing. And plus, I did a poll on Instagram and a lot of people were into it. Like they're, I think it, I want to say 75%, maybe a little bit higher than that. So they thought it was a good idea. There were a few people who were like, eh, I don't really understand it. That's kind of, I like a lot of variety. I wouldn't like sign up for that on a regular basis. So that's fair. It's not for everyone, but a lot of people said it was for them. So I want to know if more restaurants are going to do that, try that. I personally would be into it if it was a restaurant I liked and was excited about getting it on a regular basis. And it's kind of like an excuse to get takeout, right? Where it's like, oh, and this isn't last minute takeout. This is like planned, budgeted money on a restaurant. So in your mind, you can kind of like justify eating out a little bit more that way. I don't know. That was my thoughts anyway. So I did do that post. Check that out on, that was on YYC Sociables if you're interested in looking at what I wrote about restaurant trends or if you have any comments on that because I'm really curious about what just the public thinks about it. Okay, so that's all I have in terms of restaurant news. Not a whole lot. Oh, wait, no, I do have more news. I'm kind of doing stuff off the top of my head right now. I'm in my basement right now, you guys. This is a very thrown together episode. So the thing that I learned yesterday that is cool and exciting is Milk Tiger is moving. Well, I knew they were moving, but I didn't know where they were opening, and they are moving to a spot on 4th Street in Mission, your Mr. Chen's used to be. That is where Milk Tiger is going to go to. And if you don't, if you're not familiar with them, they're a cocktail lounge that make really amazing cocktails and have like cool vibes. And I'm excited to see them take over the space. I really want to go there as soon as it opens because who doesn't want a new exciting cocktail lounge? And I felt like it needed a bit of a makeover because there are so many cocktail lounges around Calgary that it needed to be competitive with them. So moving to a new space, I think will do exactly that. It'll get them some hype and people will want to go and check it out. As soon as restaurants are back opening, that is one of the first ones on my list. In terms of a little bit of news about me, because I talk about myself a little bit every episode, I did get my hair done the last week, which I'm only mentioning for two reasons. One is I'm super glad that I got in before the personal services were shut down, because the last two shutdowns, I did not get in. I had to wait a super long time to get my hair done. So thank goodness at the time it actually worked out for me. And the second reason I want to mention it is because I did go to Marika and she will give you 20% off if you mention Sarah Sociables, and she does an amazing job. Obviously, you can't book with her right now, but theoretically, 3 weeks' time, she'll be open again and you can get that 20% discount off your service then. So think about DMing Marika. She is at Marika Weeb and her studio's name is Miriaki Studio. The other thing I did this week was I was on a podcast, and this is a podcast for marketing people or people kind of within the industry locally. It's my friend Derek Hobinga is the host of the podcast, and it's called The Client Side. I believe that episode is coming out this week, so look it up on iTunes or Spotify or whatever it is you, wherever it is you get your podcasts, and you will hear me blabbering on about influencer marketing related things and the odd rant. And we kind of talked about both, we wanted it to be relevant to a wide audience. So we talked about both how influencing works from like an agency standpoint and a brand and being hired for more of those big budget things. But we also kept it like relevant locally for small businesses and about how small businesses should approach influencers and what they need to know prior to getting into those conversations with influencers. So I think I might be doing a post related to that later this month, trying to give people tips about approaching influencers and what they need to think about prior to doing that and how to best go about it for their own benefit of their business. So yeah, that was a really fun, interesting thing to do. I'm excited to see that episode come out. The other random thing I want to tell you guys about is I actually kind of had a viral moment this week. I've never really gone viral before. Well, that's not true. I've kind of like had some, I had a few moments, but nothing substantial. And this one wasn't anything crazy either. But I did make a post on YYC Sociables that was like a hilarious meme. I thought it was really funny anyway. And it was the, where it has like the squares and it's like what blank thinks I do and has like an image. So maybe you guys saw it. I don't. So it's like Calgarians. It's like what Kenny thinks I do. And it's a picture of partying. And then it's like what Canada thinks I do. And then it's got a picture of rodeo. It's what I think I do, and it's like a workout. And the last one's like what I actually do, and it's just like depressingly eating a cake on the couch. I mean, you have to see it to like get the laughs, but I did really well. This is like one of the best posts I've ever done, you guys. I think there was over 400 shares of it. So like, I don't know, that's not crazy viral or anything. It doesn't have millions of shares, but for Calgary, getting 400 shares is pretty darn crazy. So I was proud of myself for being hilarious. I did invent that meme out of my own head because I thought it was topical. Uh-oh, my furnace is turning on right now. So if the audio gets a little worse, then that's what happened. Okay, well, that's okay because we are wrapping up right now. That is literally all that I did over last week. And I don't have anything coming up this week because everything is shut down. So nothing interesting to report. Sorry, I have a boring life. But something interesting for you guys. There is a contest running right now on the YYC Sociables page. So make sure you get in on that. It's sponsored by the Inbound Lab, which is Derek from the Client Side Podcast. So we're doing that post together. You can win $50 to Holy Cow Gelato. That is a new gelato place in Kensington. They do gelato and donuts and it looks amazing. I haven't been there yet and I really want to go there. So the post alone is making me hungry. So make sure you enter to win. So follow Derek and the Inbound Lab, follow YYC Sociables and tag someone underneath and you're entered. That's all you got to do. Okay, so that is all I have for this week and my furnace is really ramping up. I am going to shut this episode down. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions or suggestions about anything, feel free to send me a DM on Instagram. I really appreciate that you're here, especially in these struggling times where the hospitality industry, every listen, every view, every like matters so much for us. I'm not just talking about myself, but people in the restaurant industry as well. So support us on social, support us where you can. Thanks again for everything, you guys. And if you want to advertise on this podcast, or if you know someone who wants to advertise on the podcast, please send an email to info@yycsociables.com. And that's it for the week, and I will see you next week.